Hi there. It's been a while since I did my blog, and I'll tell you why. I like to think this is a frank expose of what's going on in my mind, and I'm going to give it you right from the shoulder now. Roz and I have spent far too much time recently looking for a boat. We are getting desperate. It's 9 months now since we sold Western Man, and we've been looking all that time. And the search is hotting up because summer's coming and we really need to be out there in the English Channel surveying the scene and researching the next edition of the Shell Channel Pilot, which you probably realise I write. And we've got a new edition coming up in a couple of years and we need to start doing the groundwork. We need a boat. Anyway, well, not having a boat is just not right for me. I feel half complete, really, so this has to be sorted. So you'd think it wouldn't be that difficult to find yourself a boat. We got a bit of money, we sold our last one, and we just cannot. Like King John in the old children's poem, I always like to think that nobody could call me a fussy man, but you see, I do like a little bit of butter to my bread, and I'm not prepared to settle for anything that I'm not completely happy with. And Roz is the same. She knows what she wants. And here's the spec. We need something around 40 feet, maybe a little bit less or a little bit more. That would probably fit the budget okay, and we could afford to run that. We don't want much bigger than that because, we might end up in the poorhouse, mightn't we? And we don't want that. So we need, as far as accommodation is concerned, we feel we need either two cabins or one good cabin and another place that two people can sleep that's not in the saloon. That's primary importance. We need a head with a shower in it. We need a good galley, because we love our eats. And we need a lovely saloon. Now, that doesn't seem to me to be asking too much. But it does, actually. We cannot find this in a boat that looks halfway decent, or that is not a production boat. I'll just tell you a couple of things about the saloon that have occurred to us. First of all, you go on boats and you find, when you look at them closely and you actually sit in the seats, an awful lot of the saloon seats have got vertical seat backs. Think about it. You wouldn't have that in the lounge at home, would you? You wouldn't tolerate it. You'd end up with a bad back, or you wouldn't want to be there for very long. Well, I live on my boat for months, and I want the seats to be as comfortable as the ones in my sitting room at home. And most of these seats just aren't, and all they have to do is cant the seat back about 20 degrees or 15 degrees or something, whatever the magic angle is, and it's lovely. And all my other boats have been like that, because mostly we've built the accommodation ourselves. And the first one we had, some bright spark had actually done that with the saloon seats, and they worked. So when you go on a boat and you're trying to see whether you're going to like it or not, have a sit in the saloon and imagine yourself sitting there for 3 hours with a glass or two of whiskey, yarning with your mates, or maybe reading a book, and see how you'd really get on. Another problem with the saloons is we like classics, really. We love boats that, well, in our parlance, look like boats. And a lot of them are designs from yesteryear. And, of course, many of them were originally racing yachts from the old days when a racing yacht made a good cruiser. The problem there is they were designed for big crews and they weren't really designed for comfort living on board in the evenings or at sea even. People were just camping out in those saloons, so they've got pilot berths to get extra bodies in for jibing those big spinnakers. But the pilot berths eat into the space in the saloon, and you end up with a couple of little rows of pennants perches and a flimsy table in between them, which is no good to man nor beast as far as I'm concerned. So those boats are all counted out, which is tragic because there's some beauties out there. I was looking at a couple of Rhodes yawls in America, 42-foot American yawls. They had centreboards, and I'd love a centreboard, but it was no good because the saloons just didn't work. I looked at a boat last week. It ticked all the boxes, but actually it was ugly, so it wasn't going to do. But interestingly, the galley, when you looked at the spec, the galley had all you need. It had a couple of sinks, and it had hot water, and it had a nice cooker with a burner and a separate grill, which is important, and it had room for a person to turn round and swing a cap, but not so much you were going to be thrown out of it. Looked perfect. But there were no fiddles. No fiddles anywhere. I mean, what sort of boat's that? What's this guy thinking about? And the amount of work surface for chopping up your fish and opening your oysters was about as big as a quarter of my desk here. You couldn't have done a thing in it. And yet the boat had been round the Atlantic twice. And you wonder what they ate, those guys. I mean, it's unbelievable, really. But anyway, there you go. Unfortunately, we know what we want, and we're not finding it. We should have a production boat. That would make sense. I should go out and buy a Halberg Grassi 37. I could probably just about raise the wind for an old one, and what a lovely boat they are. Fantastic. It does everything we need. Trouble is, Roz says, well, what if I went to the marina and there were three of them in there? I wouldn't know which was mine. And she's right. I don't think I could live with that either. That's the problem for us with production boats. Oh, we are so difficult. It's making us sound as though we think we're something we're not. We aren't. We just have been sailing boats for 40 years and we know what we want. But we will find one. The boat is out there. And I think we're going to end up with a compromise. She might not be as beautiful as the classics that we've had so far. Maybe that's how it has to be. But she'll be strong and she'll have what we need. And we are getting a bit older, so maybe we have to make some compromises now. Anyway, we'll see. Meanwhile, the Bentley, the 1949 Bentley, is back on the road. She's been off the road all winter with the clutch out and the floor out and goodness knows what. We had the master cylinder off, all the brake drums have been off. Everything has been fettled. Me and my mate Ian round the corner have been working on her. Well, really, my mate Ian and me, to be honest. He's a genius, and I hand him the spanners, and I'm learning a lot, but I can probably cope with most of it, but without Ian, I'd be a dead duck. Anyway, she's back on the road. We put the last finishing touches in last night. In went the carpets, in went the seats, and I've just test-driven her. Nice little sea trial. Down to the garden centre and back. But tonight, I'm away to my mate George, who's a fellow old gaffer owner. He's the ex-president of the Solent Old Gaffers, same as I am. We're going to have a blast of a night, and you know what? He also collects classic cars, so it's going to be a really good do. I'm sorry you're not going to be there. You'd enjoy it, and I'd enjoy your company. Anyway, never mind. I'll talk to you soon. Meanwhile, fair winds.